I will have reached a pivotal moment in my life this year. I'll have spent exactly half my life in this, my fine adopted country. This was home. Then the ground started to shift from the harsh political rhetoric. It made me think about where our differences might lie and if there was a bridge to be found somewhere between our cultures. Then the children's story of Rikki Tikki Tavi came to mind. It's the lovely tale of a mongoose which fights a deadly cobra to save a child. Anyone in the Western world would know that the mongoose lives a happy life thereafter, growing old with his human masters. But in the Indian version, the mongoose does not fare so well. There, the humans suspect that the mongoose would someday harm their child, so they watch him closely. When the mongoose kills the snake that fateful evening, the child wakes up and screams for his mother. The mother rushes in, sees her child crying, sees the blood-soaked mongoose, and assumes that her worst fears had come true. She kills the mongoose in anger. By the time she realizes her mistake, it's too late. It's an ominous tale to illustrate that haste makes waste. The two dramatically different fates of the little animal could explain the differences in our cultures. The Western version is designed to guide that young child, who is bubbling with exciting ideas. Do good, and the world will be a happier place. The Eastern version is full of advice on the imperfection of humans. Both have good intentions. While one could prepare you for disappointment if things turned out bad, the other gives you a reason. But when I combine both, the narrative becomes more complete. We all want a better place. Let's do good things along the way, and let's deliberate as we get there. I think that's where I find the bridge between these two wonderful but different cultures that I am lucky to be a part of. With a perspective, this is Bhaskar Sompalli.